T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
You know, I was able to execute some pitches to the locations I was trying to throw them. And, you know, a team like that who doesn't swing and miss a lot, you know, they put the bat on the ball. If you can get it in locations where you're trying to get it and, you know, utilize your stuff, then, you know, hopefully you can, you know, have some good defense like we did and get through some innings.
A little more in time with the fastball. This thing got trouble, just scuffled a little bit early. But for me, just on time with the fastball a little bit more, and a couple of beautiful swings tonight. Loved him when he goes into left center. And so hit a great night offensively.
Cedric's, you know, one of the best center fielders in the game, if not the best. So it was a tough evening and, you know, tough news. You know, hearing that he was going to miss a little bit of time. But, you know, it seems like he was in good spirits today. And that goes a long way through the locker room. You know, I mean, we can feed off of his energy and how he's approaching the situation. You know, it seems like it's a pretty favorable timeline for the team and definitely better than it could have been.
Kyle Gibson, last night winning pitcher for the Orioles as they beat the Guardians 8-5. Down at Oriole Park in Camden Yards. And they even the series at one game apiece. Kyle Gibson, by the way, with a win, now 7 on the year. He's been outstanding his last few starts. But talking about, you know, the loss of Cedric Mullins, which we knew was going to happen because we saw it happen on Memorial Day and we saw the news. I think it kind of came out via the Twitterverse that the Orioles were seriously interested in Aaron Hicks before we got off the air. And then a couple hours later, they signed him to a Major League contract. Was not in the starting lineup for the Orioles last night is Adam Frazier. Assumed the leadoff role and singled in his first two times at bat and scored 2 runs, kind of setting the table for an Orioles offensive night. After being shut out, they put 7 on the board in the first 2. You figured they would cruise from there. I guess they kind of did. Things got a little dicey towards the end of the game as the bullpen took their lumps. Brian Baker, he's been struggling. Coulomb allowed inherited runners to score. Oh, my God. Yennier Cano gave up a couple of hits.
2 in a row.
Yeah, but no harm, no foul. Inning in a third.
You got a nice double play to get out of it.
And that's what the Orioles do, Vinny. They turn double plays as well as any team in baseball. But Felix Bautista, again, brilliant, picks up his 14th save of the year as the Orioles, look, 1-3 on the homestand up until last night, which was disappointing to some level because they had gone 5-1 on the road trip through Toronto and through New York. Yankees are percolating in a big way in Seattle, which we'll get to during the AL East report. So you win tonight, or this afternoon rather, at 3:05. You go 3-3. Then you hit the road to San Francisco, and you'll see how chips fall before you come home next Friday against the Kansas City Royals. But as you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, 35 wins, most they've had at this point in the season since 1997, which was the wire-to-wire Mike Bordick-led Orioles, who went to the ALCS, were stunned by the then Indians in 6 games. And we'll talk more about that team during the whip around. So, look, second best record in baseball. Well, third best, because Texas is doing good things right now. And at this stage in the season, we have to look at them as being for real, flawed, sure. You're minus your leadoff hitter for an extended period of time. Yep. And we're going to hear from Mike Elias. We're going to hear from Brandon and I. We just heard Kyle Gibson talking about it. The right abductor groin strain. The Orioles in April. Think about this. Stolen bases were their friend because Mullins and Mateo were crushing it in that area.
Yep.
Now, Mateo's not really getting on base. 1-for-4 last night with a run scored. And now you're without Cedric Mullins for an extended period of time. Where's the speed? Where's the stolen bases come from? They have guys. I mean, Frazier, quite frankly, is exceeding expectations in that area. Gunnar Henderson has wheels. Austin Hayes has wheels. But nobody in the category of Mullins and Mateo. So that's an element of this Orioles offense that after being so powerful and effective in April, kind of disappeared here in May. But then again, the Orioles are, what, 17-11 in the month? They're continuing to win more than they lose. And if they win tonight or this afternoon again, 3:05, they're going to win another series. Mm-hmm. But losing Mullins is a pretty key that's a key absence to their lineup for the foreseeable future. And Aaron Hicks coming in, he was hitting .188 for the Yankees, was actually starting to swing the bat better for them before they decided they wanted to move in another direction, coinciding with Harrison Bader coming back. So who knows what you get from Aaron Hicks, former first-round draft pick of the Twins, had a monster year in 2018, parlayed that into a big contract that the Yankees, quite frankly, are paying. I believe the Orioles are on the hook for a little more than $400K for Aaron Hicks. Will he be in the lineup today?
33, right?
I don't even know if he's that old. Might be 31, 32, somewhere along those lines.
He's 33. Yep.
But you bring him in here because it's – and Cordell Woodland and I were talking as we were at Brandon Knight's press conference yesterday. If it was a short-term solution, you just bring up Daz Cameron or somebody like that. If he's going to be out for a while, then you go the veteran route. And then maybe, as Mike Bordick said, you pick his brain about what's going on with the Yankees, too. Maybe get some intel on them because the Orioles will see them before 4th of July.
Yeah. I don't know in baseball what kind of intel you can pick up. Football, I can kind of understand it. Baseball?
Maybe you can get some tells, pitchers, tipping pitches, yeah. Something like that. There's always tells, I guess, Vinny, in all sports to what players may or may not do. But Aaron Hicks is here. Shane Bieber's on the mound today for Cleveland. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. And we'll see if Aaron Hicks will be in the lineup. But I'm guessing Adam Frazier, 2 knocks last night leading off.
Yeah.
Why not throw him out there again?
Yeah. I'd keep playing him. I mean, he's been playing good for a while. You know, and the Mullins thing, that one's scary, Bob. I just hope it doesn't end up like Rashad Bateman, you know, where he's doing good now. He got hurt again. That's what scares me about Bateman. And hopefully if he needs surgery, he needs surgery, you know, and get him back in 8 weeks.
But if memory served, the difference with Bateman was he was missing practice every other day.
Yeah.
So he had maybe some pre-existing issue going on where Mullins, he's pretty much played every game the Orioles have had this year, and he got hurt running out of ground ball. Bateman looked like he was kind of laboring. You were there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, he's here Tuesday, off Wednesday, here Thursday. Oh, now he's out for 8 weeks, 10 weeks, getting surgery.
I just hope with Cedric that it didn't pop. You know, I mean, that's what I had. Mine popped. I mean, you could feel it. You could hear it pop. Right, at least you feel like you could hear it, you know. And that's not because I'm guessing you tear something. We got Dr. Scott Adams on at 1 o'clock today, and he can kind of tell us his thoughts on it. He's a doctor. Where I'm not.
You're not. You have fooled me for all of these years. At 5-7 The Fan. Bottom line is Cedric Mullins going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
Elias Hyde took the more optimistic point of view. Weeks, not months. I'm looking more days, not weeks.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's out at least a month.
Yeah.
Who really knows? Colton Cowser, he's on the IL down on the farm with a quad. Elias, and we'll hear from him, he was reluctant to say whether or not he would have gotten the call if he was healthy.
Right.
Because
he didn't sound promising either health-wise.
He said that was more of a sooner than later kind of thing. It wasn't imminent.
No.
He did say kind of days, not weeks with him.
Yeah, maybe he learned from Harbs.
Yeah, how about just like, you know what, I'm not a doctor, I'll defer to the medical staff, and when he comes back, he comes back. I understand, ladies and gentlemen, you know what, you want to know the status. But the bottom line is, at least for one game, the Orioles win 8-5 over the Guardians. If they win today, they win the series, and then they go 3-3 on the homestand, then it's off to San Francisco. Take it on the Giants, but here we are, last day of May, Orioles 35 wins, which is tied for second most in baseball right now, behind the Tampa Bay Rays, who are scuffling. And remember, after that brilliant start to their season, we sit here on the last day of the month. June 1st is tomorrow. Orioles are three games out of first place. And I think you would take that in a heartbeat.
I think anybody would.
Because Tampa looked like a team that was going to run away with the division. And now here the Orioles are breathing down their necks.
I think that's I think it's a good thing. Bob, the only thing that scares me is middle relief. That's the only thing that, and like you say, they want you need a bat. But the starting pitching has actually been good. I mean, they've been good. And middle relief, end of the reel, you know, the last two dudes, they do great all the time. The middle, some concern.
Yeah, Baker's scuffling right now. Bauman has his moments of brilliance, and I'm quite frankly not really worried about him, but C.N.L. Perez, Coulomb's been good this year. Yet, you know, he gave up the runs yesterday. Yeah. But that back end with Cano and Batista, it might be the best duo in Major League Baseball. So the Orioles win 8-5. Are you worried about the Birds minus Cedric Mullins for whatever period of time it might be? You can get it at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens back on the field tomorrow, open to the media anyway, with OTAs. Ravens are sending out pictures, and it looked like Lamar was doing team drills yesterday.
Oh, nice. That's good. He needs to, you know, to run the team stuff, and I'm guessing that's what I'll see tomorrow. When I go see him in team practices, him running the offense, it's I think all good. Did it say, Bob? Like,
I just saw pictures. I didn't read too much into it.
Was there a picture of Andrews?
Did not see him.
Dobbins.
I didn't see him either.
You know, if they would have been there, Bob, guess they'd have been all over the pictures. So I'm guessing a lot of those guys aren't there yet.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow whether they show up as it's open to the media. Then there's one more OTA next week, and then mandatory minicamp coming up in a couple of weeks. Will they all be there? Because they have to be.
Yep.
It's mandated by the CBA, and these guys are under contract. So I'm assuming they'll show up. It's Vinny at 80-1057 The Fan. You want to get in? Talk about those Orioles winning last night behind Kyle Gibson. How about Kyle Gibson? 7 wins quietly here before you hit June. Orioles do lose Cedric Mullins. How about Gunnar Henderson? 3 ribbies last night. Okay, the right fielder did him a solid in the first inning, but you take advantage of it when you can. We could talk about what you're going to expect to see once OTAs resume open to the media tomorrow. Stanley Cup final start on Saturday. NBA final start tomorrow as Miami is pretty strong underdog against Denver. Even Mike Malone said, look, we're at this stage of the season. Seedings don't mean jack squat.
Yep.
They went through the number one seed. They went through a higher seed in New York, and they beat the number two seed in Boston. So Miami's, are they, you think they're worried about Denver being the number one seed? It's down to a best of 7 run, and who's going to get it done? Denver never won an NBA championship. First time ever in the finals here in the NBA. They made the finals back in the ABA.
With Issel and them, right?
And Bobby Jones and all of those guys lost to Dr. J, as a matter of fact, in the last ever ABA championship series. You want to get in Woman Crush Wednesday? Feel free to do so. It's 410-583-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Oh, 5 7.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
What a crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles win last night, 8-5 over the Guardians. 3:05 first pitch. I'm going to keep following the Twitterverse, see what the lineup's going to look like. I'm guessing have it by noon at least. Austin Voth, Hyder said yesterday, he's either going to give them the depth with a beginner or opener, or he'll just start the game himself. But Austin Voth could be prominent in what the Orioles are trying to do today, and they're going to need some help because Shane Bieber is one of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. OTAs tomorrow, open to the media, not to the fan base. Fans won't be able to get out there until training camp. Because mandatory mini camp, that's all media.
Yeah, they
more national media show up for those sorts of things, by the way.
Yeah, there hadn't been any national media there yet that I've seen. And then they had like, I don't know, Bob, they had a group, you know, like they sit down in the end down there of, I don't know if they're fans, season ticket holders, suite holders. There's a group of somebody there.
During OTAs?
Yes. They had a group of people there. I mean, a lot of them with jerseys on and stuff. I'm guessing they're suite holders or something like that.
Right. But the full-on fan experience doesn't start till training camp.
Right.
And that's when everyone gets there. And it gets rather rowdy out there.
Yeah.
People can even heckle members of the media, from what I understand. Because, you know, they've got carte blanche to sit there and pick on who they see to pick on.
No doubt. No doubt. And it's funny because... You know, they don't want anybody taking pictures and all those.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
God forbid you step over that yellow line. I think Ray Lewis comes out and tackles you.
Yeah.
If you cross it.
I remember taking my phone out. Hey, put that away.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Oh, she's just going to send it to NFL Network. It's all good. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Woman Crush Wednesday, 3:05. Orioles Guardians Series finale. Then the Birds are off tomorrow, off to San Francisco, taking on the Giants. Go to Jimmy in Silver Spring. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Good, Jimmy.
Hey, Bob. Do we know who's setting the lineups up? Is it Elias or is it Hyder?
I think it might be Ray Lewis, from what I understand. I mean, the Ravens have their hands on everything. I believe, and I was talking, I was talking about this to somebody last week, and it could be, nobody really knows, but I think Hyder in the end kind of rolls with the flow, whatever that means.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I've heard on this station, you know, I'm a Ryan Mountcastle guy. I like the guy. He's number one in home runs, number one in total bases, number one in runs on this team. Why are we dropping him in the lineup and putting Gunner, hitting Gunner fifth? Now, it worked out yesterday, but can you tell me what is the problem with Ryan Mountcastle? On this air, I've been hearing guys say that he's not, you know, the future first baseman. Why not? What is this guy doing? What does this guy have to do to be a member of this team? I'll let you go, and I'll listen on off air.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. And for the record, I have no problem with Ryan Mountcastle. I think, however... He's taking a step back defensively compared to where he was last year at first base. And let's connect those dots, too. Drafted as a shortstop, moved to third base. Then he was moved to the outfield, and we saw how that went. They needed to find a position for him because the bat plays, power bat especially. But he seems to go into these stretches where he's dominating for two or three games, and then he'll go like a week where his on-base percentage essentially is his batting average. He doesn't take a ton of walks. He's up there hacking away. When he's making contacts, as Buck Showalter used to say, contact damage is significant. And look, they played a hunch yesterday, and Gunnar Henderson drove in three runs. Yeah. Gunnar Henderson, by the way, since May 16th, has been raking.
He's been hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, I mean, his OPS is up like 800-900
over the last couple of weeks. That double play was a killer yesterday.
Well, you know, things happen. But as far as Mountcastle getting dipped, he's been scuffling a little bit.
I thought his defense, Bob, is the double play he made the other day was a hell of a play. You know, his defense, I think, hasn't been bad lately. Well, he's been playing pretty solid.
In totality, it's like he looked like a guy that would be ascending to an above average defensive first baseman. Now he's become somewhat of an inconsistent first baseman. But it's why he dropped in the lineup yesterday. I ain't sweating it. Right now, I mean, is he long-term first base? I think money's going to have a lot to do with that. I mean, you have Coby Mayo, who basically is Ryan Mountcastle down on the farm. So are they going to get cheap, yeah, or are they going to pay him? I mean, do they extend guys like Austin Hayes? Do they extend Cedric Mullins? A lot of decisions to make financially with a lot of the dudes that are very key contributors to what they're doing right now on the field.
And it's going to be interesting to see if they'll be willing to pay, you know? I mean, they're going to have to start paying somebody at some point.
Right. I mean, I'm still extending Adley Rutschman before he hits any sort of free agent benchmark.
It's only going to get more expensive.
No doubt about that. But Ryan Mountcastle, contributor, he could carry the team for a few games, but there's a lot of times you watch the games there, Jimmy, where, you know, he's kind of a non-factor. He gets the golden sombrero every now and again.
Hey, Bob,
it happens to the best of us.
Bob, back when Cal Ripken, when did they extend him?
You know what? I can't remember. It was in the 80s.
No, but I mean, was it early in his career? Like, you know,
I'm not sure.
Like where Adley is in his career.
Yeah, I'm not sure when Cal got extended, or Eddie for that matter, because they were kind of coinciding with one another.
But I mean, Peter Angelos wasn't worried about spending money.
Early, well, Cal wasn't. Cal got extended before Peter Angelos even bought the team.
Oh, he did?
Cal's rookie year was 82. Cal got paid by like 87. Angelos, when he first bought the team, was spending money hand over fist.
Right.
I mean, it all kind of came to a head with the Albert Bell contract. Then he got hurt. Insurance kind of covered it. But after that, you know, he got reluctant to spend. Then when they tried to spend, I guess the whispers about them were it's an unstable organization. And then Sid Thrift famously said, I mean, we're trying to sign people, but it's like we're trying to give away Confederate money. I mean, Vinny, you of all people know that just handing out big fat contracts, especially in the Washington years, don't necessarily guarantee jack squat.
Well, that's a fact. That's a fact.
All right, we have time for another call. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joppa. It's Trey. Trey, what's happening?
Good morning, fellas.
What's morning. Up, Trey? What are you getting your car washed?
No, sir. Out here working, man. Somebody got to work.
There you go. But, you're right about that.
But just a quick comment on Mark Andrews. I want to preface it by saying this has nothing to do with him showing up for that matter. But in my opinion, I would trade Mark Andrews in a heartbeat. And the reason I say that, to me, when I look at the top tight ends in the game, the Kelce's, the Wallers, in my opinion, the Travis Kelce's, I don't look at Andrews as a mismatch for defense. I don't have to put my best defender on Andrews. I can double team with a safety and a regular cover guy. He just isn't a game breaker to me. I look at it, yes, you know, he's like a big polar bear almost. I just don't. He's not the nifty guy to me, and I see his replacement. Likely to me is the future. Likely is the future. And to get something in the trade, sometimes you got to give something up. I think his trade value right now is extremely high. The best thing that he got going for him, low-key, is Lamar Lovett. I get, you know, and you don't want to upset your quarterback. But what's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think Mark Andrews is pretty damn good. You know, all he's been is productive. All he does is make plays. So, I mean, why would you get rid of production? And he's young. Young, and he's already paid for. I mean, I don't know that it makes a lot of sense, you know, to want to trade him. There would be a lot of people that would want him because he's one of the better tight ends in the league. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Eric has said he's not in the market of giving away good players. That's why Patrick Queen was never traded. Too good a player.
I mean, you like the potential of Isaiah Likely, Charlie Kohler. You like that.
Yeah.
What the potential is, and we saw flashes certainly from Likely last year, mm-hmm. but you know what you're getting in Mark Andrews.
Right.
I mean, if they gotten their money's worth for a third-round draft pick, I would say thumbs up multiple times.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, I mean, he got a second contract. So for a third-round pick, and he got paid big time. So Mark Andrews going nowhere. And having Likely and Kohler, I think that's great. I mean, they got some depth. They just don't have a blocker. And I'm guessing Ricard's going to be that guy. So their depth at the tight end position, don't get rid of it yet. Like everybody bitched about the wide receivers. We don't have any depth at wide receivers. Now we got great depth at tight end. You want to get rid of some of the guys. Come on.
Yeah, it's kind of a strength of the team right now. Don't want to subtract from that. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, we're going to hear from some Ravens as Vinny's going to talk about guys that are going to need to step up as we project what their production might be for the 2023 season. Now that everyone is signed and everyone is happy, everyone's kind of healthy for the most part. Ravens expected to be in the mix in a very, very competitive, if not difficult, AFC. Who are the players that need to do some things maybe above and beyond for the Ravens to reach the goal? And at this stage of this window that we're in right now, the goal is a Super Bowl championship. Orioles 35-20 heading into the final day of May. Got the Guardians coming up at 3:05. How you feeling about your Birds, even though they lost maybe their best all-around table setter?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And Cedric Mullen.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
What a crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Jim Hunter going to be joining us top of the hour. Talk about the Orioles Guardians series finale. Al Mullen's absence and how significant that could be long term, depending on how long he's going to be out. And look ahead to the Giants a little bit as well. Jared Dubin covers the NFL for CBSSports.com. He'll be joining us at 11:30. As a matter of fact, later on in the show, Mark Long covers the Jacksonville Jaguars for the Associated Press. Look ahead to their season right now. I would assume they're the favorites to win the AFC South. Yeah. But as we talked about yesterday with Eric Edholm, I'm not sticking a fork in Tennessee just yet. I mean, Houston, probably an uphill climb.
Yeah. Indy.
Yeah. Uphill climb. Unless Richardson just catches lightning in a bottle right out of the gate, depending on when he actually takes over. as the starting quarterback there. But remember, Jacksonville beat the Ravens last year.
Yeah.
A little controversy at the end, if memory serves, on that two-point conversion. So stay tuned for that. So we got you covered. But talking about the Ravens heading into OTAs, open to the media tomorrow, out at one winning drive. And, you know, areas of strength, areas of concern, players who need to step up. And Mike McDonald, Ravens defense coordinator, met with the media a couple of weeks ago at football school and talked about an addition to his staff that might be huge in the end, and that's the addition of Chuck Smith.
Chuck's been great, man. He's just he's a great guy. I hadn't really known him much, you know, prior to this whole process, so getting to know him and his family, his background. He's from Athens, Georgia, which is kind of cool. He's added a lot of value to that room, and him and Weave were working great together, Matt. Those guys, I mean, it's really cool how they're blending the skills between both positions and getting it taught on the field. And the guys are jacked up, and there's a lot of enthusiasm, and it's exciting time this time of year.
Now, in addition to being a hell of a player in his time with Atlanta,
yeah,
Chuck Smith, since his playing days, Vinny, he's become kind of a pass rush guru.
Yeah, that's what he's been since what? He hadn't coached since 10. And, you know, he's been like what Keith Williams was to the wide receivers. Keith Williams was a receiver guru. Then, you know, John hired him to come in here and work with the wide receivers and the tight ends and the running, anybody that's running a route. And that's the same with Chuck. Chuck's the outside linebacker coach, but he works with defensive linemen also with pass rush technique. And the nice thing about him was that he's worked with a lot of these pros. He's worked with a lot of these guys that were in the draft. You know, so when you watch them in their drills, they work a ton of stuff, at least during quarterback school and in the OTA practice, a ton on first step and a ton with their hands, improving. You know, because I hear him yelling all the time, you know, we want the fastest hands in the league. We want the best first step in the league. And, you know, they're continuing to work on it. And those are two of the biggest things with pass rush technique is your hands and your get off. And then the thing that I liked the other day when I was out at the OTAs after, you know, when I was leaving probably like 15 minutes after practice, Ajabo and Owe are out there working, you know, with themselves, working on their hands and working on, you know, working by themselves on their pass rush stuff. So it's important to them. And those are two of the guys. Those are two that have to make a huge jump just because Calais Campbell had 5.5 sacks and 14 quarterback hits last year for the Ravens. Jason Pierre-Paul had 3 sacks, 3 quarterback hits. Justin Houston had 9.5 sacks and 17 quarterback hits. Right now, that's 18 sacks that they don't have, you know. And when you look at what they've got coming back right now, Bowser had 2 sacks, but coming off the injury.
Right.
Ajabo had 1 sack coming off the injury. And Owe had 3 sacks. So they don't have a lot coming back, but they have a lot going out the door. So those guys gotta really step up. And when you look at Owe, he had 11 quarterback hits. He's got to turn those quarterback hits because, like, all – well, let's look at Justin Hughes. He had 17 quarterback hits, 9.5 sacks. You know, so when you start to get quarterback hits, you get more sacks. You know, so it always has got to pick it up. I mean, they're going to need at least – Bob, they need what you thought Owe was going to be last year.
Double digits. Samsonite.
I'm saying he needs 8 plus.
Right. He has 8 combined.
Yes.
He's got, like, to your point, he has to duplicate his sack total in one season. Yeah. Or we're really worried about him, I guess, long term is an answer there.
No doubt. I mean, if he can get, you know, he needs to get up to 17 quarterback hits and 8 plus sacks. And then he'll be where he needs to be. Now, Tyus Bowser, you know, he only played 9 games, had 2 sacks, 4 quarterback hits. But I don't see Bowser as a system sacker.
Because he led the team in sacks 2 years ago, 7.
Right. And I think they're all wink-aided. You know, that's the type of guy I think he is, stunting, twisting, doing all those things. Now, with Ajabo, he had one sack, one quarterback hit in one game. So, Ajabo looks night and day, and he looks really good right now. Can we get, Bob, between the three of them, 20-plus sacks? If they don't add anybody, those three guys need 20-plus sacks.
All right, Bowser's 28, just turned 28. Let's see here. And coming out of Houston, he was considered a pass rusher. Memory. Him and Tim Williams, same draft.
Yep.
They were going to answer those questions. Rookie year, he had three. Second year, had a half a sack.
Right.
2019, the brilliant season of the team. He had five, dropped down to two in 20, had seven in 21. And then in nine games last year, he had two. So 19 and a half in six seasons.
Yeah, so he's going to average, Bob, on a good year, he's going to be five.
Right.
Let's say he can get five. And that means Ajabo and Owe combined got to have 16 sacks combined.
Okay, I'm not skeptical. Not saying it's unrealistic either.
No, what I'm saying is...
But when are they going to real... The Ravens I'm talking about, obviously, that watching those three, that what you're saying, the 20 sacks plus being replaced, that, yeah, we're going to have to look for some outside assistance.
Well, I think they'll be looking... I think Justin Houston or somebody... There's a lot of guys, veteran pass rushers that are available right now. And Norm, just check it out while we're talking. 90%, I think, of Houston sacks were like in the first six games or something like that. Then he kind of wore out. But I think right now, the guy who I think will get the most sacks for them with just who they have on the roster right now, I think Ajabo is the guy. And then I think always going to be, you know, I'm hoping, Bob, that he can get seven or eight. If he can get seven or eight, that would be a huge plus. And if he could get seven or eight sacks and like 17 quarterback hits, then it's a guy that, maybe we need to pick up that fifth year option.
Justin Houston did a lot of early damage last year, didn't he, Nolan McGraw?
Right. Nine sacks in the first 10 games. And he was inactive for a stretch there. Remember, weeks 4, 5, and 6 didn't play. Then went without a sack until he had a half sack in week 17.
Yeah, he was among the league leaders for a
early,
while there.
Yeah, and I just think that, and I said it I during the time last year, I think he was playing too much, and he's not a run guy. He doesn't play the run good. If he can be a designated pass rusher where they can keep him rested, because, I mean, he always had veteran days of practice, you know, so he wasn't practicing a lot. He just... You know, you just take a lot of hits, and he just wore down.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, hear more from Mike McDonald talking about Adape Owe heading into his third season out of Penn State. Jim Hunter joins us top of the hour. Our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, longtime voice of the Orioles. Orioles get a win last night, 8-5. Trying to win the series and, you know, get out of here 3-3 before San Francisco. But Cedric Mullins going to be out for a while. What is this going to mean for Brandon Hyde's lineup? So we'll talk to Jim about that. Whip around 11:15. Quite frankly, kind of quiet outside of French Open and WNBA and baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, the NBA doesn't start till tomorrow. Stanley Cup's not until Saturday. So we'll improvise and adapt during the whip. Jared Dubin, we'll talk some NFL with him. CBSSports.com. He's coming up at 11.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
30.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney posts up in the bleachers.
You're off, Curtin! Follow that
Fuck yeah!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Woman Crush Wednesday, Vinny and Haney. We're on this lovely day. It's going to be 80 degrees today in Baltimore. Orioles taking on the Guardians. 305, perusing the lineup. Well, when I get it, I'm going to share it with you. Shane Bieber on the hill for Cleveland. Aaron Hicks, am I looking to see if he'll be in the starting lineup? I'm kind of guessing he will. 1-for-8 lifetime against Bieber, but the one hit?
Home run.
A bomb! Does have a, let's see, 8 at-bats, got the homer and 7 Ks. So that's an all or nothing scenario. No one really wears out Bieber. Just looking long term here. McCann's 3-for-9. O'Hearn is 5-for-16. But let's see here. That's kind of it. Mountcastle 1-for-5 with a homer. And Santander is 1-for-8. With a homer.
He's on fire.
4 strikeouts. Yeah, he's had a brilliant month of May. Turn Vavra's 0-for-3 with 3 Ks.
I don't think he'll be in a lineup today.
Yeah, I'm going to say Hicks. Because Hyde said yesterday he's going to play it by matchups, but he likes having that left-handed bat element to the equation. And, you know, Hicks, the cannon arm, good center fielder, not Paul Blair, but good, not a stiff. I'm guessing he'll be out there today. And then Hazy back in left. And then Santander maybe in right field.
You gotta have Santander be on the field. Let me just say that.
Yeah, Santander's had a brilliant month of May. 3 more hits. Again, 6 hits in his last 2 ball games. And Gunner, he was 2-for-4. Is he the DH today or is he back at third base? I don't know. I think Mateo got a knock, so you put him back out there.
Oh, and he hit it hard, too.
That was a liner. Yeah, he lined that thing out the left field. So we'll get into that and more with Jim Hunter coming up here at the top of the hour, talking about OTAs and position groups for the Ravens. And if you want to talk about an area of need, it would be pass rush right now. And Mike McDonald, second year as the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, talks about Adafe Owe heading into his third season.
The things we encourage Doff to do is the things he's doing every day. I mean, he's coming with a great attitude. He's here. He's working hard. And that's all we're asking him to do right now is just focus on the process and let the results happen with, you know, the work that you're putting in. And he's doing that. So I commend on kind of his daily approach right now.
Now, we go back to when Matthew Judon was here. And Wink Martindale would always say, because Judon was always among the pressure guys. He did quarterback hits. He was up there.
Yep.
Didn't really translate into sack numbers, and then they started to happen in New England. I mean, are we looking at that sort of ascension for Adafe Owe?
Let's hope so, Bob. Judon wasn't mechanical. Owe looks a little mechanical to me. We'll see. And hopefully, you know, because maybe Chuck Smith with his hands and can get some counters and do those types of things for him. And then Mike McDonald. All right, let's take advantage of his speed. I mean, the dude runs 4-4. And that's what they did with Judon. His big sack year, he was stunting and twisting a lot. So he'd come back inside, you know, and then boom, all of a sudden he's exploding up through. And maybe that's what they'll do with Owe. They were doing some of that the other day with Ajabo when I was out there. I mean, because he was dominating, and I don't think any of those tackles were great that he was going against, but he was beating them around the edge. He was beating them back inside. He had a nice spin move. He's the most natural of all guys they have on their team right now. So if I'm a betting man, Ajabo is going to be the leading sack guy of those guys.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for another, do we have time for another cut? Let's do it. Here's Mike McDonald talking about Adafe Owe, and is there frustrating mounting for him?
I mean, I guess the obvious answer is probably yes. You know, I mean, I'm sure anytime you're not getting the production that you want or expect on your personal goals, that's probably a source of frustration. I look back at last year, and we're putting together the teach tapes and things, and Chuck's watching them, and we're saying, hey, man, this guy's doing a lot of good stuff for us.
Doth.
But he's got that tremendous speed, and he's playing the run much better, you know, and that's a big part of it. But he's got to get – I mean, you're a pass rusher. You get drafted to be a pass rusher. So you get drafted to sack the quarterback, hit the quarterback, cause the quarterback – you know, I mean, Bob, I keep going back to, you know, coming out of Penn State, he had zero. You know, I mean, yeah. we talked about that a lot. So he really hadn't – what's his best five?
His rookie year.
Yep. Yeah, five. You know, then he's going backwards. So why do we expect him to go to 10 or 11? Because he's never had that in his life.
But eight? Are we asking for too much?
No, I'm right there, Bob. And you know, taking advantage of his speed, you know, and his athletic, because he can run like a bat out of hell. I mean, and he's got catch-up speed, and he's got all those kind of things. So, I mean, that's what – Bob, if he doesn't get 8+, that's an easy decision for the Ravens.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We got more coming your way from Mike McDonald, from O-Way, from other Ravens coaches and players. OTAs open to the media tomorrow at One Winning Drive. Then there's another OTA open next week. Then it's mandatory minicamp for 3 days. And then you just kind of wait and relax and chill. Hope you're healthy heading into training camp 2023. We'll come back, talk Orioles Guardians with Jim Hunter. Baltimore Baseball Tonight, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, of course, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.